Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Well, I had a very nice cassoulet the other day, Greg.
You mean just the other day? You know, it takes sometimes days to make a cassoulet.
That's what I thought. But Jean came up with this one, and it was very good. She did it in a hurry. You know, it mm-hmm. took her basically about a half hour.
Okay.
And that's astounding. And I kind of saw her doing it, and I had a little secret smile because I knew that's not the way to make cassoulet. Having read my Julia Child and Robert Courtine and others, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It was very good.
Well, I'm really delighted to hear that because I remember the first time I made cassoulet, it took me a long time. Just because there were so many steps to it. And basically what it is, it's preserved meat. This is a winter dish. It comes from the southwest France. And every cook there will have his or her own version of it. But pretty much duck and goose are the main meats. And
sausage.
And then they have to be disjointed and seasoned. And then cooked in their own fat, very slowly. And this is called then a confit.
A confit.
And then these pieces of meat in their own fat then stay preserved under probably in the old days it would be just outdoor refrigeration, but in your own refrigerator, it can stay for months and months.
Yeah, they put them in jars. And
they do.
And then seal that with the fat itself.
That's right. You know. And then whenever you want to make cassoulet, you pluck out. A few of these pieces of the meat, and then you can just steam it, and then the fat runs right off, and the meat is already cooked.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then there's always sausage or some kind of a pork meat, but beans are very, very big. You have to have a lot of beans.
They typically would use cannellini or something like that.
Yes.
Which they've soaked and cooked
soaked slowly. And cooked, and then and probably cooked in a stock. And
actually, one recipe that I saw, you were even advised very sternly on what kind of oven to use. should you use this brick oven or should you use this other kind of oven? And be sure and use blackberry brambles as the fuel.
Of course.
And I thought, come on, you know, what if I can't find any blackberry brambles?
Well,
have cassoulet? Oh, dear. But cassoulet is very good. Now, Jean, it took her, about 20 or 30 minutes simply to prepare and cook.
Well,
for
tell
a
me
short
what
time.
She did. What did she do?
Well, you know, she used canned beans.
Okay.
Cannellini beans,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact. And they were very good. She also used chicken thighs, which she sautéed in a little bit, put her in the...
Did she season them at all?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, with what?
Well, you know, it's interesting because she also put it in an apple, and her main seasoning that kind of stuck out for me was allspice, which seemed a little surprising, but I could see that in the context of the apple. And ultimately, then she threw in a little bit of a chopped kale toward the end to cook with it, which was very good.
So was it cooking in a what kind of liquid?
In a skillet.
In a skillet. Did you have any liquid in there?
Sure. There was just chicken stock.
Uh-huh. And would she brown the chicken first?
Oh,
would
yeah.
she brown it?
Yeah. She browned the chicken up very nicely and set it aside. And then also she had an Italian sausage that she sliced up.
That's great.
And plenty of garlic, and what else?
Some herbs.
Yeah, so just the basic herbs, that you would use, but that allspice thing sort of.
Well, I think that's intriguing to me. When she added the allspice, was it just added, or did she rub it into the chicken at all?
It was added. Added, I think it was about a teaspoon or something like that.
Well, that's a fair amount.
Yeah, it was a fair amount, and. Beyond that, you have the chopped carrots and some celery and things like that. Mm-hmm. That pretty conventional kind of thing.
Well, that sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it was. I cooked up, I would say, the whole thing, including the cooking, hardly took more than an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And most of it was just in the preparation that took about 20 minutes to. So you, if you compare that to the, well, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's never going to taste as good as that cassoulet that I have made several times from Julia Child's recipe, which is a lengthy recipe.
It's a lengthy recipe, but
two or three days going.
I have a question about what Jean made. Why is it called a cassoulet?
Well, that's the question, I guess. Just because it had beans and chicken.
I mean, you have those, the confit. You have the meat that has been cooked in its own fat.
That's what I would think.
And that would, that's really the key step.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't call it a cassoulet. I would call it a chicken and bean dish. You know, with spices.
Exactly, but
you know?
Simply by adding the beans is what does it. So nonetheless, you can get away with something like that and it'll taste delicious, I guarantee you. And I advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.